Well, hello there. I want to welcome you to this week's lesson. I realize for some of you, this may be the very first lesson, while others of you have been following along for several weeks at this point. The exciting thing is that you have invested in a process. You put the bet on yourself. And quite honestly, most people are not willing to bet on themselves. They see potential as outside of themselves. In fact, the only power to improve comes from within, not from outside conditions and circumstances. Most people accept their lives rather than designing it or living into it. Will you continue to challenge the quite depressing norm of accepting what comes? Will you be the person who builds influence and gets the results you seek through personal growth? You've bought in. You paid to be part of this teaching. What is really interesting is that there are more people willing to pay money than invest in the tool that they have purchased. And for some of you, you paid with the most valuable resource you have, which is your time. But people buy, but don't buy in. Secondly, people that buy are also more willing to listen as a bystander to this teaching than they are to take the challenge. If you've been on my other calls or podcasts or lessons, I will usually challenge you to take at least one action. At least one action that could improve your results. Was that you? Did you take the challenge? And believe me, I know what I'm talking about. I invested in the lessons many times before I was willing to do the work. I spent thousands of dollars before I actually had physical goals that I was clear on. In addition, I felt like I had to do it all by myself. I didn't intentionally bring others into my desire to improve. This is even after I had the model right in front of me. I was an athlete that always had a coach. I was fortunate to have many good coaches. I knew as a professional that other people had coaches. Yet I didn't go out and seek out coaching. That was until recently. The growth planning and coaching is just like so many other things in our lives. We don't know we need it until it is here. I didn't really want a cell phone that badly in the beginning. I had my first cell phone for a long time before I sent my first text message. I know it seems surprising, but it's true. I didn't know the importance or the value. Now I'm like many others and wonder what I would do without it. I know, I'm that guy. Electricity was much the same many years ago. Until people began being able to flip the switch, we didn't know how much we would need it. The candle seemed to work just fine until everything changed. And everything must change if you want different results. Everything. Your best thinking got you your current results. I started just recently putting three little letters close by and on papers that are near to me. They are EMC. Everything must change. And that's right. I have a tendency to look for a shortcut. That's me. It's what I do. I thought I could get all the professional and financial results I wanted while at the same time I neglected my health. And I mean, I tried for years. Everything means everything. Through coaching, I was awakened to realize that it will not work for me to be lazy and undisciplined in this very important area of my life. If I want amazing results, everything must change. You may have heard me say this before, but how we do anything is how we do everything. Have you heard something before that you knew it could be right, but you just hoped it wasn't? My health is that hurdle for me in my life. I didn't want it to be true, but I can tell you here and now, how you do anything is how you do everything. Don't rest on your talents, even if they're great. If you're blessed as a very talented basketball player, you owe it to yourself to continue to try and work hard. If you're a talented speaker, you could get up without any preparation. Prepare anyway. challenge, and improve. I began crafting some content this week that seeks to help young teachers hit the ground running and help guide teachers to be the best, very best that they can be. Some of those same principles I've discovered have great value anywhere, not just in the classroom. And I've generalized them here, so they're not necessarily specific to teaching. In John Maxwell's book, Everyone Communicates, Few Connect, and that's one of my very favorite pieces of content that he has written, one of my favorite chapters of the favorite book just happens to be Connecting is All About Others. The first point that I want to share with you to improve your life is you need to care about your craft almost as much as you care about your people. And the big stressor there is almost. Too many people think that their technical competence is the most important thing they bring to the marketplace. And I'll use teaching. The best technical, the most the pedagogy, the practice isn't what makes teachers great. It's their ability to connect with their students and their parents and their community. If you want to build influence and taste significance in your life, you need to challenge this belief if this is you. I'm not saying you shouldn't get or be good at what you do. I do think it isn't as important as who you are and how you interact, treat, and connect with others. I will never forget interviewing one of my former bosses, Joel Drewley, in Dolan, South Dakota. He said, "Brett, it isn't enough to be right. People have to think you are right." And this is where connecting comes into play. If you connect and it's about others, the content often lands where it's supposed to. This is where connection comes in, and connecting happens when you keep it all about others. In education, there are things that are more important than the content and curriculum, and that is the students. In business, your team and your customers need to be more important than the product. A customer that feels like a priority will be loyal and often stay with you, even through challenges, and there will be some. The second thing that I share with you tonight is the importance of being more concerned about a successful outcome than how the outcome makes you look. When our focus is on others, we spend less time making the decision based on how it makes us look and what is in it for me. In leadership or life in general, we get many of these situations that come up. It may not be any more apparent than the role of a parent. I can tell you many times that we have had to make the unpopular decision that made us look bad as parents. However, we knew it was right for our kids. It may be not letting them have a cell phone until after all their friends did. It may be not letting them stay out as late as the other kids. It may be disciplining my toddler in public. It didn't make me look good, but it was the right thing to do. As a principal, I get these as well. It is the uncomfortable conversation that could easily be skipped or avoided. When you're more concerned about a successful outcome than how you look in it all, you end up having those difficult conversations, and you're glad you did. So don't think about how it makes you look. Think about what you want to have as an outcome, and you'll have those conversations, those tough conversations, and your organization will be much better off because of it. The third point may be the most important, yet the most difficult to do, and that's to trust yourself. How many times have you talked to someone after a bad decision that they've made, and they say, "I knew better," or "I had a plan of what I was going to do, and I talked myself out of it"? I found that most people do know what they want to do, what they should do, and what the good thing to do is, yet they don't do it. Trust your intuition. I've heard it said that prayer is when you talk to God, and intuition is when He speaks to you. When you pause and listen, you'll be amazed at how much comes your way. Trust your intuition. And I mean, trust it. So the three things in review that I want you just to think over and through one more time, and one of those to care more about the people in your organization, then your craft, then your content, then your, it's about the people. It's about your customer. It's about your staff. It's about your students. It's about your parents. It's about the people. And the second thing I want to share with you again is to be more concerned about the successful outcome than how the outcome makes you look. And lastly is to trust yourself. You got this. You absolutely do. And if you found value in these and you want to get a teaching every single week and you'd like to learn how to grow, or if you're curious about coaching, reach out to me on my Facebook page, Brett E. Clark. And I'd love to speak with you about it and what those goals you have for yourself. It's amazing how quickly you can see change when you're willing to go within so you don't have to go without. I look forward to speaking with you and talking into your life in my next episode. Thank you very much and have a great rest of your day.